This is the Sean Salisbury Show on SB Nation Radio, live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Houston. Here's the Benchwarmers and Sean Salisbury.
All right, he's the best game analyst in all of basketball, and he ESPN ABC, and he'll be calling the game tonight. So he's got a little bit of assignment, so he just decided to jump in and join us. Lucky us. Jeff Van Gundy joins us here on the Sean Salisbury Show on BN Sports and SB Nation Radio. Coach, thanks for taking the time.
No problem, Sean. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, thank you. Rate the Eastern and Western Conference, just the level of play. We don't see anything that's under double digits. Rate the level of basketball play, not individual performance, in these two conference finals.
Well, the real finals is taking place right now in the West. So whoever comes out of the West and wins is going to win it. They just are deeper, more powerful offensively, more versatility defensively. So it's two different levels of basketball going on right now. You've got an aging Cleveland team against a young and very talented Boston team, and then you got two powerhouses going at it in the West.
When you're watching that Western series, and I know you're calling the East, but in this one, the West, when you see these two teams, just from the what you've watched in these first few games, what's the first thing that comes to your mind when you see them on the court?
Well, that Durant changed the whole calculus of the game for Golden State. When he came, it allowed Curry and Thompson and Green, they don't have to play great every night because Durant is that good and that consistent. And because of that bedrock of Durant, the other guys, their performance can go up and down. And as we saw last night, Curry was pretty good in the first half. He was great in the second half. And when you couple Curry and Durant, it's hard to beat. And so for the Rockets, Paul and Harden have to be good at, really good at both ends. And last night, they weren't good at either end.
What are you seeing, Coach? Your expertise, we with the naked eye see it, and I don't know. He's an elite defender, is Chris Paul, and he's not playing well really on either end of the floor. What are you seeing that maybe we're not with him?
Well, I think it starts with how good Golden State is. You know, Klay Thompson is on him quite a lot, and that extra size against a smaller point guard like Paul can make it challenging. That being said, Chris Paul is a great, great player and is capable of playing like he did in Game 2 consistently. So I think what you saw in Game 2 for Houston was they got into their offense quicker. They didn't really change what they do, but the pace, the rhythm, the flow was a little bit more forceful. They had other guys making shots, which created more space for those two guys. Same thing has to happen in Game 4.
Jeff Van Gundy, he'll call the game Celtics and Cavs tonight. ESPN ABC color analyst joins us here on BN Sports. Coach, getting back to when you watch a team, when you were coaching, and when you watch a team play defense, and I've always said to me that a great pass or great defense changes momentum in a game, in my mind, on a team, as much as a great jump shot from 30 feet. When you watch the Rockets play defense like they did last night or in Game 1, it's got to drive you crazy. How do you fix that?
Well, a lot of it is you're going against an elite offense of all time that really stretches you. And really, the Rockets have come so far defensively this year. They're more versatile. They have a better defensive mentality coupled with a better defensive roster. That being said, there's no answer for Kevin Durant. When you downsize like the Rockets do at times and take Capella off the floor, there's no rim protection. And so you have to be great with your individual defense. And you have to give timely help. I thought last night the Rockets' defense got broken down off the dribble too easily. But coupled with that, their defense got spread out because of the threat of the three, and they were just shooting point-blank layups.
Switching to the series you're in, Coach, Celtics, Cavaliers, 2-1, Celtics lead after a big blowout that the Cavaliers put on them the other night. you watch the Celtics. They're having a hard time this playoffs on the road, and they're so well coached, and we know that without their two stars even. When you were a coach, what was the message you gave your team before they went on the road or while they were on the road?
I think you try to keep it as consistent as possible. It's about playing well. And I think the more experience you have in the NBA, the more you know that a lot of guys who may struggle on the road shooting-wise, confidence-wise, will be better at home. So you have to make sure you're with them and into them and paying the requisite amount of attention to them early in their first home game. I thought those jump shooters, J.R. Smith, Kyle Korver, got away, got far too much space from the Celtics defenders to start game three. And so I think, listen, why a team plays dramatically different, I think it's two things. One, you're playing against better teams in the playoffs. Two, the Celtics did get the most important road win they've had in game three against Philly. So all they have to do, because they have home court advantage, is win one road game, and they're in a closeout game in game five.
Evaluate Brad Stevens as a head coach so far in his career in Boston.
Well, he's a tremendous head coach, and I think everybody acknowledges what a great X and O guy he is. But I think beyond that is his humility and his sharing of credit with his team. Right now, everybody's trying to give him all the credit. He's refusing to do that. He's humble, and he's sharing that. And when you're coaching in professional sports, that's absolutely necessary, because once you start trying to grab the credit as a head coach, you will lose some guys because the players want to be the focal point.
And next year, the challenge, you know, it seems like the challenge would be easier for him, coach, but maybe it gets more difficult. And walk me through this. He gets Kyrie back and gets Gordon Hayward back. They seem to have such a great mix this year, and he's done an unbelievable job of coaching without his two big stars. But when they get back into the mix, how does the dynamic change, and how will his dynamic have to change to bring two more egos that are stars on your team back into play?
Well, Pat Riley used to call the part of their ascension to a championship-caliber team right now the innocent climb, because everybody is into it, everybody's about the team, and everybody has a substantial role due to injury. Next year, when they add two rotational players, maybe they're two best players, we'll see. People are going to have to take a step back. Probably Morris won't start, or maybe either Tatum or Brown won't start. Rozier will have to go back to the bench. How do the contractual scenarios play out with Marcus Smart? So there's a lot of things that can get in the way. I think Boston has a very good opportunity to be the dominant team in the East for quite some time, but they can't let individual agendas get in their path, and that's hard to avoid.
It's the voice of Jeff Van Gundy joining us here on BN Sports. Coach, Cavs down 2-0. I know your fondness. They were down 2-0 when they were. I know your fondness for LeBron James, like all of us know how great he is. Did you doubt or did you believe that the series was over at 2-0, and what's your feelings now at 2-1?
No, I didn't think the series was over, but I do think, and I still think, that Boston is the more talented, the more together, and the tougher team. Now, they didn't show any of that in Game 3, and obviously, if Cleveland was able to win tonight and make it a best 2 out of 3, Boston has home court, but man, I can't think that James may not get one on the road. So this is a critical game for Boston. Like I said, I think they're the better team, and I think they'll play an outstanding game tonight, and I think Cleveland's going to have to play as well as they did the other night to make it 2-2.
Coach, would you, in this series, not name LeBron James, who's the most important player on the floor for either team?
Well, I think for Cleveland, you saw it the other night, George Hill got him off to a good start because he was aggressive, assertive, and trying to figure ways out that he could make an impact on the game. So I think for Cleveland, it's George Hill. And I think for Boston, it's Al Horford. I think He was stymied for whatever reasons, whether he just had a bad game, Boston didn't play particularly well, or Cleveland did something different. No matter what it was, he's got to be a lot more productive at both ends of the floor.
Before we let you go, if this series gets to a Game 7 and LeBron James waltzes into Boston, regardless if it was him and me and you playing with him, how can we pick against LeBron James in a Game 7, Coach?
Well, I would, because I just think Boston's better.
Right.
And I think the Boston home court is that much, is that impactful. Plus, I'm just not convinced that the other guys for Cleveland would make enough plays that would be necessary. I mean, they lost. James put on a performance the other night in Game 2. You know, 42 points, and they still got hammered pretty good. So it would take more than James in a Game 7 to win in Boston.
My final question will let you go because I think you have a job to do tonight. Rate the refs in the postseason.
Well, I think, listen, the NBA officials are going through a major rebuild. They have lost a ton of quality, high-quality NBA officials over the last 5 years. I think we had some very lean recruiting years with newer officials, and we lost Monty McCutcheon, who I thought was the best game official this year. They promoted him to an off-the-court position to be more of a supervisor, which still baffles me. So they're in this rebuilding. I also think they have to give the NBA officials more leeway to control the game. There's just far too much harassment of these officials during the game that has gone unchecked, where the former great officials would have nipped the constant complaining and whining in the bud. So I don't think they've been great. I think they've been handcuffed by their own bosses, and I think it has a chance to be more of a story if the games were closer.
Yeah, which hopefully we'll see tonight, and you're on the call, and we'll look forward to hearing you and seeing you tonight. Coach, good luck. Can't thank you enough for taking the time on game day to join us.
No problem, Sean. Take care.
Appreciate it. That's the great Jeff Van Gundy.